Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
All right, that's enough of that. All right. That was awesome. All right, so blah, blah, blah. Time to help people. I feel like I'm loud. Am I coming through loud?
No, sounds same to me.
Check, microphone checka, the microphone recka. There we go. All right. All right, yeah. So anyway, I would like to use this opportunity to tell everybody to continue to send in your Dear Flabby questions. We enjoy helping you. Mm-hmm. And it is that time now for us to help people.
I love Dear Flabby. Send in more questions, make them good, and yes, you're gay.
I would like to read the first one, if I may.
You may.
Dear Flabby, I have a podcast with a longtime friend. I am purposely have a squeaky chair to try to gaslight him into thinking he's fucking crazy, and I have reached out to our audience to tell them that they don't hear it. What do?
Wait. Sounds familiar.
All I want to say is all the fucking people that leave comments that they can't hear shit, they're fucking lying homos. Fuck them. You know, my problem with all of this is that you discount what the listeners say all the time. You say, well, they just don't like me, so they're going to say the opposite. Mm-hmm. But the majority of people say they can't hear the squeaky chair.
Yeah, which means that it's not there. It, despite the fact that they really, really want to say they hear it because it's
you are
chair.
Fucking crazy. You are just a crazy person.
No.
So everybody that can hear it is lying.
No. I don't think it's a matter of whether they can or can't hear it. I think it's a matter of it's a very, very, very small thing that you are turning into a very, very, very huge thing.
No, I'm not talking about it anymore. This was a Dear Flabby. And
touche.
What I've noticed is that you're over there spinning in your chair like a little girl, and I hear nothing. So whatever you did, keep it up.
Good I didn't job. Do anything.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking care of it.
So I guess that means it's my turn to read.
It's your turn now.
Dear Flabby, we saw multiple children get robbed of their e-bikes. Should we have intervened? The robbers were white and the robbie was black. Also, should I donate to BLM in solidarity? Would you guys donate 10% of Arizona Bay candy profits to BLM? Thanks, Billy Badass and Bug.
Okay, so there's like four questions there.
Yes.
We saw multiple children get robbed of their e-bikes, and the robbers were white, and the robbies were black.
I don't believe that, first of all.
It's black obvious
people can't afford e-bikes.
No, it's obviously white people who have hung out with black people. So, okay, so regardless, this is my personal opinion. Okay. And I think I'm going to give my real opinion, actually.
Okay, good.
So if you witness somebody getting some of their property stolen and they are unable to defend themselves, I believe it is your responsibility as an American to intervene. With that being said, e-bikes are not their property. They're just borrowing it, and somebody else is borrowing it from them. So
wait.
Absolutely not intervene.
You don't think people buy e-bikes? Is it just the rentals? I guess that's an important part of the question.
Yeah. So I was interpreting the question as they were rental bikes. Yeah. I know people buy e-bikes, but what are the odds that a group of black people have bought e-bikes and a group of white people stole them?
Right. None. The odds are zero.
Okay. So then we have to assume that they're rental bikes.
Yeah.
With that being the case, if one person steals somebody else's property that they're renting, let it go. It's none of your fucking business.
Well, wait a minute. Let's take that out just a little bit. So if I come to your house that you're renting, I can just move in? Like I'm taking something that you're renting.
There's a lease. I can't sublet it. So you're breaking the law.
It says it right in the lease. So we need to start. We need to start leasing e-bikes. Is that what you're saying? When so you rent just, an e-bike, just, you got to start leasing it.
I just want to understand your mentality here, because I know what you just did. Okay, you are equating stealing somebody's rental bike the same as doing a home invasion
on a rental.
Yes.
So I would be okay if the landlord came and stopped the home invasion. But if the renter tries to stop the home invasion, call your landlord, bitch.
Okay. Let's say that you're coming home from work. And there is a, I don't care about the race of the kid. There's a kid on the side of the road.
Okay.
No, let's say that you and your kids are going to go out trick-or-treating this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're walking down the road with your kids, and there's a two kids in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody, a teenager runs towards both of, you know, towards both of your groups.
Yeah.
And they steal the candy from the kids and go to run past you.
Okay.
Do you just get out of their way, or do you try to trip them? Do you try to stop them? Do you intervene?
No, we try to
stand back
them.
And say, not our problem.
No. You try to stop them. Of course.
Why?
It's the right thing to do.
Okay. Somebody takes that same group of kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're on rental bikes.
Yeah.
And they hop off of them to go do something. And you see a nefarious black run up and get on the bike. And try to scooter past you. Do you intervene or do you?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, yeah, you're gay. There's no fucking way that I would do that.
Really? So
I'm not fighting for the corporations to get their bike back. I hope all the blacks steal all the rental bikes.
So, but the white kids paid to rent those bikes.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Reparations. if the white kids paid for 2 hours and they only got to ride for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Blacks are going to have an hour and 45 minute getaway time. That now white kids have paid their reparations.
Really? So if I rent a scooter when I'm like 12 or an e-bike when I'm like 12 years old, my reparations can be paid. I'm good. Like I don't have to worry about reparations the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you have to do it when you're 12. Like you can't do that when you're 40.
Oh.
Cost of living goes up.
All right. I guess I'm going to start getting anybody I know that's 12 to steal e-bikes give their e-bikes to black people for reparations. Here's an hour and 45 minutes left on this.
And I do believe if you came across the scenario of the runaway candy thief.
Yeah.
I do believe that even though you are not a physical person.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it was a non-fully muscular black kid, that you would get involved.
Yeah,
but if it was like a full-grown basketball-sized black kid, there's no way you would get involved.
No, I don't want to get shot.
But
100% guaranteed they got a gun.
I don't believe that you would get involved if it was the scooter situation.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because I wouldn't. And I know if I wouldn't, you wouldn't. Because you care less about corporations than I care about.
But how is that? It's not the corporations that I care about. It's if a person pays for what? Okay. Explain to me the difference between paying to rent an e-bike for 2 hours and going out and buying an e-bike other than the amount of money you're paying your money. You pay.
Right, but they'll get their money back. They'll get their money back.
How?
Hey, e-bike service, black. That's all you have to do is say black. There's a button on the app. You just hit black. And they know that it was stolen and it just refunds you the time that you have left.
Okay. I'm back in. No, I wouldn't. I didn't realize there was a black button. I guess anything to do with bikes and apps, you have to have a black button. Didn't even think about that.
Hey, Tulsa meat and tool fondler. It's currently 10 minutes to my 21st birthday. I have been a severe alcoholic for the past 3 years to the point of me being hospitalized around 7 times for it, and I'm pretty drunk right now. Anyway, I think letting black women stick pinky fingers up your ass should count as reparations. Black pinkies matter.
I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Full disclosure, mm-hmm. I was in a rush getting these questions ready. Mm-hmm. So I didn't vet any of them. I'm like, okay, there's words there. Snapshot, move. Words, snapshot, move.
So if you've been in the hospital 7 times for alcohol before you're even 21, what? I don't know what to do with that. Like, I don't know what to do. Do you think it gets better as their mind matures and they get older? It gets easier to like help them out of that situation?
I don't know that I believe the person.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems excessive, but
it's bullshit for me to, I've only lived my experience. Okay. Sure. So that's the only thing that I can, now I can, you know, I did eat breakfast, you know, I can,
right.
I can work my way through things, but mm-hmm. all I'm thinking is, as much as I drank, as often as I drank, uh-huh. and the whole point of me drinking was to get as fucked up as I could as quick as possible.
Right.
And then stay that way.
Sure.
I didn't have any, I mean, I went to the hospital because I was drunk, but there was also the part that I was drunk and I was in a car and I got in a wreck and I went through the windshield. Then, you know.
Maybe he's leaving that part out.
You know, and there was a time where I was drunk and I ran my mouth and I got my ass beat and then I ended up having to go to the hospital.
So isn't that you were drinking, so you ended up in the hospital, right? I mean, that falls under that category, I would say.
Oh, well, then by the time I was 30, you know, I drank myself to the police station who knows how many fucking times. But the way that he phrased the question was he went to the hospital for, like, say, liver-related issues.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be rough, I think. That would be like, because you can drink for a whole fucking lifetime and not, you know, the 40 years or whatever, and it just starts to catch up with you then. But like, let's say you started drinking at 14. So that's still like not even, that's about 7 years. I mean, you have to, God, I don't know.
Once maybe a year, you have to get so fucking drunk that you have alcohol poisoning?
Yeah.
I just find that hard to believe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless he's drinking gas, maybe. I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah. Stop drinking. I don't know, man.
Just switch what you're drinking.
Switch to light beer?
Yeah, drink Busch Light.
It's interesting to me to think, like, if that, let's just say it is true, all of that happened before you were 21. Is there, what are the chances that your brain develops and you're like, wow, I need to change my life? Because you obviously didn't make that choice between, well, let's say 15 and 21. You know, is it is it because your brain wasn't fully developed and you started to, it's fascinating to me.
I'm trying to think of how old I was when I started like heavy drinking, like trying to get blackout drunk. Because mm-hmm. I know I was, I didn't know what it meant, but I was straight edge at one point when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, no tobacco is going to touch my lips. And then a year later, I'm doing fucking coke off a stripper's asshole.
I had a friend that was straight edge in high school. I never did drugs. I never like drank, never done any of that. But even my friend was like, oh, I'm straight edge. And he put the X's on his hands and all that shit. Even I thought that was super fucking gay. Like, dude, you cannot do drugs and still not try to be like tough guy about it. Like, just don't do drugs, homo. I don't understand.
So I didn't do any of that, but I was just as gay about it. Mm. Like I didn't know that straight edge was a thing. And I didn't know that X's on your hand were a thing.
Right.
But I still said stupid shit like, I'm high on life, man. Like that was like the same time where I was Armando from Pedigree.
You were a cool guy.
And then I don't know what happened that I went from I'm never going to drink and I'm never going to smoke and I'm never going to.
Just the floodgate opened.
God, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long.
So that that guy that was straight edge in high school, I mean, like, he was the straight edge kid in our high school. And he was the one that ended up getting so fucked up on drugs that he wanted to suck my cock.
I figured that.
Yeah. So I think it's a normal progression.
Nope.
You're going to be sucking cock pretty quick here.
You know, now that you bring that up, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Oh, boy. Dear Doug and Anthony, when did you know you were in love with your wives? My previous relationship failed because I wasn't sure I was in love with her after a year and a half of dating. People around me say you'll know when it happens, but I'm worried I was in love with my ex and I just didn't know it since she was my first girlfriend. Thanks for the advice. Love the show. Poop scoop.
Poop scoop.
Poop scoop. When I don't,
when she told me I was.
she let me know and I was like, okay, cool. It's a weird question because how do you, like, I don't know, April 3rd, 1987, when do you want a fucking date? I don't know, that's weird. It's not one of those things that you're like, huh, like a light bulb coming on, you know? I would say yes. If you think it, retroactively, if you think you might have been in love, yeah, you probably were. That's what I think.
What is love? I don't even know what it means. Like, I know I say it. Mm-hmm. I know I think it, but I can't explain it.
Right. And I don't think anybody can.
So then why even use the fucking word? Why use a word if you don't know the definition?
No, I know the definition. Wait, no.
What's the definition?
I don't. I said I don't. I had to backtrack on that one real quick. I don't know the definition, but I know that the feeling that equates with that word that I can't put into words other than that one word, I don't know.
What's the feeling?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a different question.
All right.
What does it mean to hate something?
I know what it means to hate someone because I know the feeling I get, right?
No, but I mean, I would say, ask me the question because I have an answer already.
For hate? What does it mean to hate somebody?
It means that you despise their existence.
Right.
Okay.
Like if they were to die, you wouldn't be upset, right? Maybe even like a little bit of like, oh, cool.
Yay.
Not as far as yay, but.
Now, what does it mean to love somebody?
What's the opposite of despise?
Love.
Really? Yeah. To really cherish their existence, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going to be gay for him. Got it.
Right. So
I'm gay for you.
How do you describe love without coming off like a homo? And why? Why are you describe love and you come off like a homo?
Can you describe love without coming off like a homo?
No, no, you can't.
Okay. So that's what we need to solve because if neither one of us are smart enough to describe what love is, maybe we can figure out how you put that into words to describe what love is, but not in a gay way. Like, I'd play catch with you. Is that?
But I'd play catch with you, but like not in a father-son type of way.
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
I can't imagine that my wife would ever want to play catch. It just seems like a non-starter. Like, no, no thanks.
What's some of your wife's hobbies? What does she enjoy?
Photography.
Okay. No, that means you have to be the model. You're going to ruin her hobbies for her.
It's tasteful. Okay.
Do you think that you could get her to do like, that picture of Kramer, you know, that picture of Kramer on the laid out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do that with you so we could sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Dear Flabbert, I've been with my girlfriend for 2.5 years and is this same one or different one? Okay,
no, different one. It's a different one. What the hell?
I've been with my girlfriend for 2.5 years and I love her and all, but I have some concerns. She watches a lot of TV and half the shows have heavy gay trans theme. I chalk this up to modern liberal media, but she used to be a lesbian.
Okay.
Is she trying to turn me into a woman so I can finally satisfy her sexual desire? Thanks for the input. Poop scoop. She didn't used to be a lesbian. She just ate a couple pusses.
Yeah. Do you think that's possible for a woman to be a lesbian and then not be a lesbian anymore?
No, that's why I said she wasn't a lesbian. She just ate a couple pusses.
Really?
A lesbian is somebody that's not attracted to men.
Right. So you don't think you can not be attracted to men and then in 5 years be attracted to men?
Right.
Really? So can somebody be straight edge and then 5 years later not be straight edge? Doesn't that mean they were never straight edge in the first place?
One, probably. But two, the commitment you make to yourself to not do drugs and alcohol,
mm-hmm,
despite peer pressure, is different than the feelings that you have inside towards somebody of the opposite and or same sex.
No, I understand that. But it so you don't think that feelings can change?
I don't. Okay. Do you like white women? Have you ever had sex with a white woman?
Nope.
Why?
I like that brown juice.
That brown juice, huh? Her juice is brown.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
You know what I think? I don't think you guys have ever had sex with the lights on.
So?
Right. So you've only had sex with one person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you attracted to her the first time you had sex?
Yeah, of course.
Were you attracted to men at all?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't even answer that question without laughing.
Okay. You guys have been married for 20 years or whatever.
20 years.
Do you think that next year you're going to find yourself attracted to men?
Mm-mm.
You don't think your feelings can change?
Yes, I do think my feelings can change. I just don't think they will. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying I don't think they will.
It's something you've repressed.
Uh-huh.
Or it's not going to change. You don't just like wake up one day gay.
I think you're trying to simplify something that is like just massively complex by like either it's repressed or you don't have it. I don't think that's true.
No, it's either repressed or you embrace it or you don't have it. That's the only three choices, and I'm not trying to be funny. I don't believe for a second that you will ever be walking down the street thinking, fuck, I'd like to fuck him. Because I don't think you're attracted to men.
No, I'm not.
Right, and I don't think you ever will be.
Right. No, I don't think I will either, but I also think that, so you're telling me that all of the things that attract you sexually are exactly the same from the time you were noticed sex at all, notice women, they're exactly the same to what you're attracted to now.
Tits.
That's it? That's the only thing?
Tits. Yeah, tits.
I think that people can change, and I think that you can...
I do think things inside... Yes, people can change. I don't think your primal... guttural attraction will. Mm. Like, as an example, when you're 18 years old, you're attracted to attractive females.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you're 40 years old, you're attracted to attractive females.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 60 years old, you're attracted to attractive females. I don't think that changes. I don't think that you ever go to... I think I'm starting to get feelings for Bob. Like he's starting to look good. I just don't believe it.
I mean,
I think that maybe you could possibly always have that and just keep it repressed.
Sure. So I think that I've heard a lot of people say that like bisexuality doesn't even exist. Like, it exists in that you have sex with men and women, but like, it's a like socially constructed thing. Like, you either like men or you like women, and you're doing the opposite because you want to experiment or social.
That's retarded. That's a retarded thought.
So you think you can be bisexual?
Yeah.
And you can be gay and you can be straight, but you can't change from the time. Yeah,
whatever sexuality your doctor assigned you at birth is what you are locked into.
Yeah, you're locked in. Isn't that the dumbest? That's the dumbest term ever, assigned at birth. Nobody assigned anybody anything.
Oh, let me ask you this.
All right.
Is there a chance in the next 20 years that you are going to suck a dick?
No.
How can you say that with any type of certainty?
Because all I can tell you is how I feel right now. I am repulsed by
this. But I did have breakfast.
Right. Right. I can't tell you how I will feel in 20 years, but I can tell you how I think I will feel in 20 years about having cocks in my face.
Right. But according to what you just said, you think people can change. So there is a chance that you will have a wiener in your mouth in the next 20 years. No. There is a chance.
No, no, no. People can change. I can't. I'm not gay. That's very important.
We can't move on to the next question until I reiterate this.
Right. I need you to understand. Okay.
Okay. So in order for us to move on to the next question,
mm-hmm.
you either have to admit I was right and you took a bad stance or admit there's a chance you're going to have a wiener in your mouth willingly in the next 20 years.
Okay. How much of a chance are we talking? Because it hurts to admit that you're right. I'd almost rather suck cock.
And that's good enough for me to move on.
Is this you or me?
Go ahead.
Dear Bug, Big Butt, and Belt Loops, my fat ass ripped my pants in public today. Everyone stared and sniggered. Mean, nasty, and dirty sniggers. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in public? How did you overcome it? And all the presumed sniggering. Okay.
I have to assume that question was a goof to try to get you to say snigger.
Well, of course.
But we'll treat it as if it was a real question anyway.
Right.
Do you have one that jumps out at you?
I was probably 6th grade or 7th grade or whatever, and I shit my pants on the way to gym, but not like a little bit. It was like really, really a lot of shit in my pants. And I went to the gym teacher and I told him like, hey, I got to go home. And I walked home from school with shit in my pants and just took a shower and just took the rest of the day off. I didn't even go back. I told him I was going to go shower and come back, but there was no fucking way. I know sort of people knew because it smelled so bad. It was so strong.
How old were you?
6th, 7th grade, something like that. So what is that? Like 11, 12, right around.
Seventh grade is pretty old to be shitting your pants.
Dude, I've shit my pants as an adult.
No, that's different. That don't count.
Oh, I'm not 100% sure what happened, but it was, I'm telling you, it wasn't a little bit. It was a full fucking pant load, and it smelled so raunchy. I remember walking down the hall, and it wasn't like it spread, like people moved, but it was like, as I walked through the hall, people were like, oh my God, what is that? Who fucking farted? And there was so many people, but that nobody could really pinpoint me. And I'm walking through the crowd with shit in my, it was the worst. It was so bad.
I've had a lot of things that I should be embarrassed about, but I don't really have anything.
You're not embarrassed?
I mean, like I said, there's a lot of things, like when my little fucking uncircumcised wiener popped out of my shorts, but that wasn't public. That was like four people. But it scarred me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Your wiener's different than everybody else's. How do you know whore?
How do you know whore?
It scarred me so much that I went and got circumcised.
Right, which is so fucking crazy.
Knowing that I have a weird wiener, I told her I got circumcised too. It's not weird anymore, bitch.
It may surprise you to know this, but I was never like a snappy dresser when I was a kid.
No.
I just wore whatever my parents bought. I didn't care about clothes or anything like that. And my mom bought the cheapest shit. So I would wear she would buy me a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt that were the same and matching. So I had a red sweatpants and a red sweat. I looked such a fucking tool. Like the most generic Walmart, Kmart sweatpants and sweatshirt, like hooded sweatshirt that was the same color. And I remember I went to my buddy's house and we were playing basketball in his front yard or whatever. And he's like, hey, I got to go in and eat. Just hang out. I'll be out in a few minutes, whatever. And so I'm shooting hoops or whatever. And I turned to shoot the basket and I slipped and I fell on my face. And I was out there by myself, not thinking anything. And I kind of stood up. And as I stood up, I looked in, their whole family was sitting down to dinner and they all watched it happen. My fucking red sweatpants and red sweatshirt on the ground. Idiot.
So I know when I was in eighth grade, that was the time that, if you remember like Spuds McKenzie and Coca-Cola sweaters, all that shit.
Yep.
So Coca-Cola sweatshirts were the big thing.
Sure.
And my mom finally bought me one. So I was no longer going to be the kid that got picked on. I was now going to be, I mean, it wasn't a Benetton, but it was good enough to get me into the cool club. Right. So the first thing that I did when I walked into school, you know, I had my jean jacket and I made sure it was unbuttoned so everybody could see that I was wearing my Coca-Cola sweatshirt.
Of course.
And I still remember that fucking cunt's name. The first thing she does is she looks and she sees that I'm wearing a Coca-Cola thing and she comes over and she says, and she looks at the back and checks the tag and it just says Hanes. And she said, Doug's got a fake Coca-Cola sweatshirt.
That is amazing.
Fucking bitch.
Do you remember Hypercolor shirts?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So I always wanted one of those, but they were kind of expensive. And finally, my parents bought me one and I wore it the first day. That's when I realized how much of a sweaty person I really am. It was like my armpits were a completely different color from the rest of the shirt. Like, you fucking asshole. This has to be a joke, man. These hypercolors have to be a joke played on sweaty people because it was so terrible.
Dear Fat and Tard, I'm currently going to sell insurance. Not sure how it's going to go, but money's good while having to pay bills for the first week. I'm extremely nervous about the change in my financial well-being with my mortgage and other debt I have with a loan to fix my house and a credit card debt. Do you have any advice on how to manage this while also trying to rebuild my relationship with my wife? We drifted apart and things are tough at the moment. Should I just shut up or are there these real concerns?
Jesus, not one fucking punctuation in the whole goddamn thing.
I don't think there was one question.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Yeah. Hope that helped.
Do you know what the question was?
Something about him and his wife breaking up and selling insurance. I'm trying to play it back in my head.
Dear Fat and Tard, I'm going to try to add punctuation where I find it applicable. I'm currently going to sell insurance. Not sure how it's going to go. But money's good. I don't know where to put punctuation, but money's good while having to pay my bills for the first few weeks. I'm extremely nervous about the change and my financial well-being with my mortgage and other debt. I have a loan to fix my house and a credit card debt. Do you have any advice on how to manage this while also trying to rebuild my relationship with my wife? We've drifted apart and things are tough at the moment. Should I just shut up or are these real concerns?
I don't even know what these are.
He's got
bills. He's got bills and a wife. Are these real concerns? I mean, yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm happy that you've achieved the American dream, I guess.
Yes. That's the right answer, I think.
So you have his question, bills? He was going to start selling insurance?
I guess maybe he's changing jobs or something.
I hope he loses his fucking house.
Why?
Because insurance salesmen are fuckholes. There's no reason for them to exist.
Yeah.
They're worse than those Indian rapist call center fucks.
You think so?
Insurance salesmen are the American equivalent of Indian rapists, in my opinion.
They just make a lot more money. Do you think Indian call center rapists make money, a lot of money in their country? How many rubles do you think they make a day?
I mean, we could look it up.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means. Like, what's a sandwich cost? 100,000 rubles? I mean,
when we did the Where To Next on the YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
we went to India and we found that sign that said, here's how much you will pay.
Yeah, it was like a call center. It was like $20 an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we did a fucking... We just went through this like literally less than a week ago on what you could buy with an hour's wages in India.
We're dumb.
No. That's not we.
No. Yeah. Right, you are dumb.
Okay. I'm dumb for expecting change.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. Dear Fat Man, this one is for Anthony. I have some questions about your wife. Have you ever called your wife the N-word, perhaps during a fight or during sex? How much bathroom counter space does her cocoa butter take? Do you have separate sinks? Also, does she wear one of those liquor store plastic bags over her hair in the evening? It says thank you 50 times. Oh, my God. All
right, let's go through these one question at a time, because I know the answer to one of them.
No,
which is
once.
you don't have separate sinks.
No,
because I've been in your bathroom.
Right. No separate sinks.
So there's little fucking black curly hairs everywhere. And I don't know if it's from her head or your ass.
Yes. We mix it all together.
Oh, and my God. I think I can answer all the questions.
All right.
Your wife has very, very dry skin. I don't think she uses cocoa butter. It's very ashy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not dry, it's ashy.
Doesn't that bother you? It's like, it's got to be like rolling around with sandpaper.
No, I like it.
I like it rough.
Yeah, rub those elbows on me.
What was the other question?
I already told you the grocery bag from the liquor store. Yes, of course. I think that might be it. Was that it?
Okay. Dear Flabby, my girlfriend pegs me. It's not something I ever desired, but she really wanted to try it, so I consented to please her. I didn't expect to, but I actually really enjoy it. Here's the real catch, though. After a few weeks of exploring this, she told me that she thinks she's a man and wants to transition. If this story was real, would I be gay?
Yes.
No.
Yes. How no? What do you mean no?
Oh, let's have this conversation again.
This is good. No, this is a clear, you're saying there's nothing your wife can do, but now your wife's telling you she's a man and she's always been a man. And if your wife is strapping something onto herself and she wants to fuck you, yeah, you're gay, dude. Yeah. Gay.
Did you listen to what you just said?
Yes. I think so. I don't remember.
Did any of it make sense?
I don't remember what I said.
Okay. What you said was, if your wife wants to do something to you, mm-hmm. then you are gay.
No. I mean, I might have said that, but what I meant is, if your wife wants to fuck you in the ass with a strap on, you're gay. No. Sorry. If you let her. No, that's not true. I misspoke.
You keep misspeaking.
I misspoke. If you let her, you're gay. If she wants to, that doesn't make you gay.
None of it makes you gay.
Yep. Taking it in the ass makes you gay. I don't know how many times we have to go through this.
Right, but we just keep doing it. If you are doing something with your wife, I don't have to stop there.
No, your wife is doing something to you that men do to other gay men. you're gay.
Gay men kiss other gay men, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if your wife kisses you, now you're gay?
Is your wife a man?
Your logic falls apart.
No. Two straight people, a man and a woman who are straight, can't have butt sex woman to man. It's not possible. So that means gay.
Do you know what? Okay, let's do this. Let's go back to the beginning. What does gay mean?
It means you like taking you up the ass.
I thought it had something to do with attraction.
Yeah, attraction to taking it up the ass if you're a man. So if you're gay, means you're attracted to other men.
Okay.
If you're a man.
Okay. So that means when you look at another man, you think, I am attracted to him.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that there are nerve endings in your asshole? Are you aware of that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, when your wife was digging around up your ass with her fingers, did you notice that you felt something?
So yes, something, yes.
What, first 5-6 times, and after that is when you got accustomed to it?
Yeah, that's where the fear nerve endings are, apparently.
I'm not gay nerves.
Yeah. So it doesn't make sense. So if your wife said, I want to put on a strap on and I want to have you suck on it while I look you in the eye. Get on your knees and suck my strap on. Not gay?
No, that's so faggy. That's different.
How is that different?
Nobody's getting any pleasure out of that.
Your wife is.
Well, no.
It would be the same pleasure that she gets out of fucking you in the ass.
No. Okay. You don't have pleasure sensors in your mouth hole.
Do you think your wife is getting pleasure from your asshole?
I don't care if she's getting pleasure. I'm getting plowed, baby.
But okay. Is she, like, is it doggy style? Is she behind you or are you on your back? And she's got her hands on your legs, plowing into your asshole. That just seems so much more gay to me.
Okay, at some point, I'll give you the position that you choose. Ups the gayness.
Why?
I don't know. But there's something about the thought of my knees being pinned behind my ears makes me feel feminine.
Right. All right. What if you're on your back, she's plowing you, and she spits in your mouth? Does that make it like worse right, or
I'm
better?
I'm back in. What does that say about me? That like spitting in my mouth is a good thing, or me spitting in.
It says a lot.
What does it say though?
I mean, you've the wire for like degrading shit and the wire for sexuality crossed somewhere, and they're touching each other. You got to get them off each other. it's causing a short in your brain.
You got a ground fault. So, but I don't like the thought of being submissive, or what was the word you used?
Degraded.
Yeah, I don't like the thought of being degraded.
Okay. But that's like one of the ultimate degradations, right? I mean, the next one will be getting pissed on, right?
Okay.
So you do like being degraded then?
No, like, okay, like let's say that pissing in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, take that piss, you dirty pig. Like, I would be like, fuck you. I'm no dirty pig.
I'm not taking shit. But as long as she doesn't talk Is that it's like, just be quiet. Piss in my mouth quietly.
Dude, I'm not, why do I gotta be a pig?
Can't we do this with a little respect?
Can't you piss in my face and be nice about it?
I'm pretty sure this is you.
Oh, I gotta get this shit off here. All right. So I'm a 17-year-old guy on my senior year in high school, and my math teacher and I have always been more or less friendly with each other. I was on her good side since the beginning of the class, and I haven't been doing good in physics lately, so I would occasionally see my teacher at lunchtime or after school. Then eventually, later in the month, she offered to tutor me from my house or her house. I never thought twice about it and just thought it was a regular student-teacher help. So fast forward to earlier today. I text her telling her I can't come over because of a dentist appointment. She answered, "Oh, I was really looking forward to seeing you today." This is the first time she said something like that. I respond with, "Don't worry, you'll see me plenty at school, ha ha." To which she answers, "I like it when it's just us alone."
Woo.
She lives alone, and I know she's single from a class discussion we had once. So I answer how I admit that I enjoy it too, and she then says we should go out to a more casual place to see each other once I turn 18. I answered explaining it's risky and asking if she's sure about all of this, and she says, "It doesn't hurt to try." Now, I really find her attractive, and from the conversations we've had while she tutors me, I enjoy talking to her a lot. I would definitely like to be more than just friends, but I just don't know if this is the right time, circumstance. What should I do?
You should definitely wait 3 weeks and then go out with her.
Fuck the hell out of her.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
you? You can't, it would be, unethical, immoral, illegal to suggest that a 17-year-old have sex with an adult.
Right. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Even though, even if his dad found out, he'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
So do you think that, let's say he's 18 and still in school, he should fuck his teacher?
Yes.
What about the power dynamic?
There's no power dynamic. He's the man.
What do you mean?
What power dynamic? Fucking homo.
What about the power dynamic that this woman has over you?
Whatever, dude. What power dynamic? I'm being serious. What power dynamic? She's going to fail his or make him pass physics? Good.
You don't think that there's a power dynamic between a teacher and a student?
Sure, but not when you're in physics at 18 years old. No, not in any meaningful way. I do think so when you're a child. Sure.
You don't think there's a power dynamic when you are a college senior talking to your professor?
Man or woman?
What's the fucking matter?
It matters. What do you mean? What is it? I'm being serious. It matters.
Okay. Man student, man professor.
Oh, it's fine.
No. Is there a power dynamic?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Was the student gay before, or is the professor trying to like,
I'm just talking about the interactions between the two. There was no sex talk. Is there a power dynamic?
Oh, no sex talk? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So if there's no sex talk, there's a power dynamic. But if there's sex talk, there's no power dynamic.
It depends on if the kid was gay before. There's so much. It's so much.
No,
it's
not cut and dry. It is cut and dry. There's always a power dynamic between student and teacher.
Why?
Because the teacher is placed in a position of authority. That is, okay. Like, I think that's the definition of power dynamic.
But if you're an adult and the teacher's an adult, does it matter? Even if there is a power dynamic, does it matter?
Do you have to listen to your supervisor at work?
I mean, yes.
Why?
Otherwise, I won't have a job.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So in your situation, the power dynamic matters, even though you're both adults.
We're not having sex.
I don't give a fuck about the sex. It's about the just power dynamic. That's all I said is, what about the power dynamic? And you said there's no such thing with two consenting adults, except when it's you and your supervisor.
No. You're confused. You're confusing me because I'm thinking about the sex. I don't care about the rest of it. It doesn't matter. The rest of it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
He wants to have sex with his teacher. We're obviously trying to help this guy.
Obviously not if he's saying, are you sure you're okay with this? It's risky. What kind of fucking 18-year-old male says, I don't know, this is risky?
I mean, obviously he's got some kind of weird moral compass, but like, just, okay. You have to admit that the power dynamic is different if it's male student, female teacher, female student, male teacher. It's different, right?
I don't think so.
Well, it should be.
Why? No teachers should be trying to fuck high school students.
I guess.
You're going to argue against that?
No, I'm not. I'm not arguing against it. It's completely different if the teacher is a man or a teacher is a woman, or the student is a man or a woman. Because I think that men take advantage of women. So that's just the general course of things. Women.
Do you think when a female teacher fucks a 14-year-old male student that she's taking advantage of the situation?
No. Well, maybe a little bit.
I think you're right. I don't.
No, of course. Of course I do. But that's different.
Oh. Go on.
So you're telling me it's exactly the same if a male teacher fucks a 14-year-old girl student, it's exactly the same as if a female teacher fucks a 14-year-old man student or boy student. Sorry. Not the same. It is
a teacher fucks a student, right? That's you take away everything that you boil it down. It's the same either way.
But that's the problem. Why would you boil it down? It's different.
It's not. No, you're making it different.
Because
there shouldn't be a double standard, but you are pushing for, like, I want approval of the double standard.
Yes, there should be a double standard.
So you think it should be legal for
No, of course I don't think it should be legal, but I think that it's different. You can acknowledge that something is different without saying one's legal and one's not legal.
You're pushing for a double standard. You say the standards should be different.
Yes.
But not the laws.
Right.
So then what are you pushing for? You want to encourage people? You want to encourage female teachers to fuck male students, but you also want to punish them for doing it?
That's not what I said at all. Who said anything about encouraging?
That's exactly what you said.
I said encouraging?
Yes. You want there to be a different standard.
Yes. Okay.
What are the two standards that you want?
The two standards are that when you're looking at a situation like this, the chances that a man is a predator is higher than the woman is a predator.
If a female teacher is fucking a male student, she is a predator.
It hits different though. It's weird that you're arguing this. Like it's not different. I'm not arguing for a different law or anything like that. I'm just.
If a hot teacher fucked my son when he was 16, I wouldn't press charges.
Why? It's different.
Because it's different.
It's different. Right. So you understand what I'm saying. You have as a father, you have a completely different responsibility.
I would fake outrage. Like when my wife told me what happened.
Yes, of course.
Arr!
You have to be as mad as possible.
Give me that hand.
Oh, yeah. Tell me all about it.
And then what did she do? All right. You want to read some? We got to read our super chats. We got a couple here. Then we got to go record our bonus episode over at patreon.com/who right. Who's right?
Who right?
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Oh, look. Hoorah. Al Pacino's making his way back.
Perfect. Anthony's wife's proud nose with a super sticker. Thank you very much, my wife's proud nose. Skimbeeble, e-bike rental, black button, insurance policy.
That summarizes the show.
I kind of like that. Dr. Sip, dear Anthony, is your wife's strap-on also black? Thanks. Tim, the curly machine who gamed for treason's cool.
Duh. Thanks, Dr. Sip.
You think she'd have like a little white cock? Come on. Tiggle Bitties. Anthony thinks it's okay to have sex with your students. Where does his kids go to school again? Kevin Keeley. Irrelevant.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
Badgering the witness.
All right. I will see you over there at our bonus episode.
Bye.
Bye.